News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Okay, I have a confession. We're playing Thunderstruck for Margaret Ann West, who is here with Fiesta Pensacola by request. Big Bama fan. She did not know that I'm actually a big dog fan, so it was painful to pay. But I said, yes, ma'am, I'll play your lead-in song. You said you always wanted this to be your lead-in song. Is that right?
Yes, everybody needs their Nick Saban moment. So roll Tide to all my Tide fans and graduates out there. Everybody needs a Nick Saban moment in their life.
No. I've had many of those. They weren't pleasant. Thank you very much. But you're not here to talk about football. You are here to talk about Fiesta Pensacola. So I confess, I've lived here many, many years, but not being a native Pensacolan, I mean, I've read about it, I've seen it, I see the court, I see all the festivities and events, but maybe could you tell me like the history of it a little bit, and maybe somebody else that's just moved here that doesn't know, because you see it everywhere.
Yes.
What is Fiesta Pensacola?
Yes, we are all about town. We do a lot of things with our community. We actually celebrated our 75th anniversary last year.
Wow.
And into this year. We celebrated 75 years. We were created 75 years ago to celebrate the founding of Pensacola and the heritage of Pensacola. For those of you that don't know, Pensacola was actually founded first. Mm-hmm. St. Augustine was second.
Yes.
We were founded first, but unfortunately a hurricane took us away. So yes, St. Augustine is the longest established settlement, but Pensacola was first. So we are here to celebrate being first, because if you're not first, you're last, right?
Hey, loser.
There you go. So we do that through festive activities throughout the year. It started 25 years ago with obviously a few events, and then throughout the years we've gained events and then we've lost events. But this now timeline, we celebrate through large events. Yesterday was actually our 6th annual Conquistador Classic Golf Tournament, which was wonderful.
Wow.
Thank you to everybody that came out.
And I should mention that is your title, Director of Events.
Yes. I can tell you all about him.
Okay.
So we had our kickoff event of the year yesterday with our golf tournament, and we have the Children's Treasure Hunt at beginning of April, the Crawfish Festival at the end of April, the Fiesta Celebration, which is a 2-week celebration in end of May, early June. We have the Pensacola Seafood Festival at the end of September.
Wow.
And then we have all of these little events in between where we have a staff of 4 full-timers, but we have over 400 volunteers that help us throughout the year. So we have a few events throughout the year that help celebrate them.
And only 4 people are managing all of this?
Yes,
oh my
4
goodness.
Full-time staff, but we definitely couldn't do it without our volunteers. We have festival volunteers, we have Fiesta volunteers, so we definitely couldn't do it without them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so if I wanted to volunteer, how do I get involved?
You can check out our website, fiestapensacola.org. There is a volunteer tab at the top. You can fill it out, and that information will go to directly to our director of volunteers. You'll get an email about upcoming events where you can volunteer. We have 2 sign-up parties a year that you can come, meet new people, make new friends. Our adult volunteer group, you have to be over 21.
Okay.
But we do have a junior forces as well for high schoolers. If you have in need of community service hours for your high school graduation or college applications, we do it for high schoolers as well.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
So many times they get towards the end of the year and they're like, uh-oh, I need these community service hours.
We started that a couple years ago and it's been great. We're, a lot of it is what we call Fiesta family. So their parents are our big volunteers and then they come in as our junior volunteers. So it's really great. It's kind of a whole family affair throughout Fiesta all year long.
Mm-hmm. So I'm intrigued by the court and all of the different things that happen because it's a celebration of Tristan da Luna, yes?
Yes, yes.
So his landing and all that kind of stuff. So those events happen in the fall, am I right about that?
Those happen in the summer.
In the summer, okay.
Yes, our Fiesta celebration is the last week in May, first week of June.
And so what is that?
That is where we're celebrating Don Tristan da Luna. It's kind of a lighthearted reenactment of who da Luna might be, and we have a da Luna and a queen.
You pick one, right? It's usually somebody, a leader in the community, that
yes,
kind of thing.
So somebody,
it's a very, an honor to
yes,
be.
Yes, it's a big honor. And it's a big secret, and it's all done by previous da Lunas who are wonderful members of our community as well. So it's an honor to be celebrated as da Luna, but we have da Luna and Queen and his court and their children's court, and so they are representing Pensacola the best way they know how.
There's princesses,
yes,
too.
There's princesses.
I'm just checking in all
yes,
these things. I'm just intrigued because I just don't know the inside scoop on all of this
yes,
stuff.
And during the Fiesta celebration, we have about 14 events in that 10-day period.
Wow.
From the parade to the all-crew ball to the coronation ball, where da Luna is crowned.
Mm-hmm. I've heard about that when I've seen pictures on Facebook from that, which looks really neat.
Yes, it's very fun. Fiesta Day celebration is the kickoff. Emmanuel Shepherd and Condon sponsors that for us every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then smaller events throughout with our volunteers or with former princesses, former DeLunas, things like that. So it's a definitely a good time. A lot of community events throughout the weekend, as well as Fiesta generalized events.
So if someone wanted to get involved in that part of it, is that something that you need to either apply for, be nominated for? Or I mean, I'm getting the sense that this is like a, you know, this kind of a, insider is the wrong word, but a traditional event.
Yes, it is definitely traditional. We it is a nomination process. Mm-hmm. You have to be nominated by a former court member. And anybody could be a court member. They could be nominated as long as they have kind of volunteered their time with Fiesta. So
I
it's
see.
Kind of not a reward. Reward's well, not
the right
word. Recognition
for your service.
Yes.
Kind
so
of thing.
We definitely, if you are interested in being a part, sign up on that volunteer tab. We'll get you signed up, get you involved, making you a lot, 400 plus new friends at the Fiesta family.
There you go. Well, and so many, I feel like it's really a traditional Pensacola event. So
yes.
A lot of native Pensacolans, people that have grown up here, that have lived here their whole lives. I mean, when I see the people that crowned, I think, oh, I know who they are.
Yes.
I know that person.
And we're grateful. 75 years has been fantastic. I will be celebrating my 10th year with Fiesta.
No kidding.
This year, which is crazy.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But
you don't even look old enough to be. This young woman is so pretty and looks so young to me. You look like you're.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I want to do what we're going to talk later. I want to know what you're doing.
Got it. I can tell you. And on a personal note, I've been part of Fiesta all my life. My dad was on the court. My grandfather was on the court. I was on the children's court. My family's been volunteering for 40, 50 of those 75 years. So it's an honor to be able to be a part of it on the staff side of it and see kind of how everything works.
Uh-huh.
We are a really big family. It is grandchildren, grandparents. You'll see a little bit of everybody at our events, whether they're on the volunteer side slinging beers or anything like that, or if they're on the court or if they're on a committee for a Fiesta event. It really is a big family.
It sounds wonderful. It just sounds like a great Pensacola tradition. And
yes.
I'm still learning. I mean,
yes.
I did leadership. We were talking about leadership, and we both have just recently done it. And I learned so much about Pensacola
mm-hmm.
by doing that. So this is a whole I'm getting educated now with this show, with Pep
yes,
Talk.
Yes.
Gardening and Fiesta.
Perfect. I love it.
So then with the events coming up, so let's do talk about some of that. We've got a couple minutes here before the break. You just had the tournament. So is that
yes.
how you raise money for all these events?
Yes. So that is one of the ways we raise money for all of these events. That is our what we have as our main fundraiser, I would
mm-hmm.
say. So those funds go directly back into Fiesta so we can put on these events. And I would like to highlight specifically our next event would be Children's Treasure Hunt. So a lot of what we just did yesterday will circle right back to the Children's Treasure Hunt, which is 100% completely free community event that started, I'm going to say, about 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And it's completely free. Anybody in the community can come, friends, family, all of that. It's a day. It started as a treasure hunt.
I was going to say, what is it?
Yes, back on the beach where they would hunt for coins in the sand, and now
mm-hmm.
it's changed just a little bit. It's actually a scavenger hunt through the Pensacola Museum of History.
Ooh.
There's free lunch for everybody.
Is it all in one location, or is it all over downtown?
It's in one location at Museum Plaza, which is that big grassy
mm-hmm.
area behind the Pensacola Museum of History.
Right.
And we have tents set up with crafts as well as sponsor tents, community partners. We have lunch for everybody as well. We have face painting. We have snow cones. The first 500 children that check in get a giveaway bag, and then at the end of it, we have over 40 grand prizes.
Wow.
And all you have to do is just fill out a card to say that you were here, and we'll draw your name out of that hat. It's broken down by age group, but we
mm-hmm.
give bicycles, basketball goals,
wow.
summer camps. Our two grand prizes are two beach family vacations on the beach with dinner gift cards, things like that.
That sounds phenomenal.
Yep.
So what are the ages for the kids? What do you recommend
for
participation?
So the age group is 0 to 10.
Okay.
And if you're older 10, you can older than 10, you can obviously come if you have a sibling or anything like that. You just wouldn't be interested in the giveaway bags. They might
mm-hmm.
be a little younger for you. But 0 to 10, and then we're broken up in the age groups from there, four different age groups from there.
Excellent. And so
yes.
what are the time on that and the place again?
It's going to be Museum Plaza, which is behind the Pensacola Museum of History in downtown Pensacola. Registration will begin at 11, and then the prize drawing starts at 2. So
okay.
you have those few hours to play around in the museum, the games, the snow cones, and lunch. Our presenting sponsor, International Paper, is back again this year.
Good for them.
And we're fortunate to have Pete Moore Chevrolet, Payne's Pool Professionals, and Whataburger joining us as sponsors this year, too.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay, so that is the Children's Treasure Hunt. And the date again?
Saturday, April 6th.
April 6th.
Yes.
Mark your calendars now. We're
going to
be back in just
Saturday,
a few
April
minutes
5th.
With Margaret and to hear about what else Fiesta is doing this year. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. 850-437-1620. If you've got a question for her about Fiesta or some of the upcoming events, just text that in, and I'm sure she'll have an answer for you. We'll be back right after the break. This is Pep Talk on Pensacola's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This morning, talking with Margaret Ann West, who is the Director of Events for Fiesta Pensacola. And you want to make a correction on the date?
Yes, the Children's Treasure Hunt, I'm sorry, is Saturday, April 5th.
April 5th. So mark your calendars.
Yes, and we actually have an event on our Facebook page and Instagram at Fiesta Pensacola if you want to follow along on any updates of that.
Oh, perfect. Okay, because a lot of times Facebook's a little more current than our websites.
Yes.
It's a
yes.
little easier to update there. So, okay. More. There's
yes,
more.
There's
and there's more.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there it is. There yes. There's more.
Yes. Our next event after that is actually going to be our Crawfish Festival, which is at the end of April, April 25th, 26th, 27th. We are celebrating our 40th Crawfish Festival.
Whoa.
I know. So it's a big one. So obviously we have to go big. It's going to be at Seville Square and Fountain Park in downtown Pensacola, where it's traditionally hosted. We're having tens of thousands of pounds of crawfish coming straight from Louisiana.
Yeah. Do you like crawfish?
I like to enjoy crawfish. I don't like to peel crawfish. So if I can find, so my husband will peel it for me. If I can find a friend, my husband, somebody.
If it's already in the fish chowder.
Yes. Yes. I don't want to see
Thank
it
you.
Happening.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I yes. really like you, Margaret Ann.
Yes. I just, it's delicious, but the art of doing it, I am not one.
I know this is heresy, but I can't get past the visual.
Yep.
I just can't. It looks like little red roaches to me. But anyway.
Y'all are welcome for all of you listening for that visual.
It'll all light up now. All the love bug lovers. You know, we have one out at the beach. We used to have it out there too. So.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, but the event is so much fun because I have been and it's a blast and it's usually beautiful weather.
It is. We have a ton of food vendors coming back that are going to be offering traditional Creole Cajun food, as well as if Cajun Creole is not your vibe, we still have your normal chicken fingers, cheeseburgers, things like that. So we do have something for everybody. We added arts and crafts vendors about 5 years ago to this festival to just add a little bit more. And we opened the application, and within a month and a half, we were packed to the brim. So we're very fortunate.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. We're very fortunate to have a lot of our vendors that come to our seafood festival in September are circling back and coming now in April. So we're grateful for that. And we have a lot of new vendors this year, local vendors. So if you need to find anything for Mother's Day, maybe, come on out.
Oh, perfect timing. Yes.
Yes, but we have those vendors as well as a ton of food vendors. Picola Events helps us with our food vendors, and he has packed the house once again in the best way possible.
Excellent. Okay, what are the dates on that one
It
now?
Is going
so get
to be,
your calendars out.
Yes, get your calendars out. It's going to be the last weekend in April, so April 25th, 26th, and 27th. There is live entertainment all day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. We are booking the last couple bands this week. So that Facebook page I was telling you about, Fiesta Pensacola, on Facebook and Instagram, be on the lookout for the entertainment announcement of all of our lineup. But we play music throughout the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, how fun.
Yes, and then we have delicious Bloody Mary booth, homemade Bloody Marys right in front of you, spicy, Cajun, all the things that you could want.
Uh-oh.
We added that a couple years ago. I might be biased to it, but it is one of the best tents at the park, at our Bayou Bar. Delicious souvenir cups, too, so you want to check those out.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, so we added that a couple years ago, and it's been a huge hit. Shout out
phenomenal.
To Peter and Julie, who helped make those Bloody Marys happen.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay, so we got the recommendation for crawdad. What was I going to say? Crawfish.
Crawfish, yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Crawfish and Bloody Marys.
Mud bugs, yes. Get your Bloody Marys, get your flat of crawfish, sit down, listen to some music. Buy mom a present. It's a great weekend.
Sounds fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, so that's just one. There's more.
And yet there is more. Yes. If y'all still have your calendars out, I can go ahead and tell you. Last weekend in May, Fiesta Celebration gets started. It is always the Wednesday after Memorial Day. For those of you that always want to mark your calendars early, the Wednesday after Memorial Day is what kicks off the Fiesta Celebration every year. And then it runs through that whole next week, and we are done June 8th. So
what does that include when you say Fiesta Celebration? What all does that include?
So the kickoff is always the surrender of the city and the Fiesta Day Celebration. We have a lot of our local, our mayor, our fire chief, our police chief, our sheriff, they will surrender the city of Pensacola to us for the 10 days of what we call fun and frivolity.
Ooh, I like that, frivolity.
Yes, fun and frivolity. They surrender the city to us, and Don Tristan DeLuna now has control of the city for 10 days.
Okay.
So that kicks off on Wednesday, May 28th, into Fiesta Day Celebration, where we decorate and have all of the rooms within Seville Quarter to celebrate Fiesta and the celebration. Tickets will be on sale for those at Fiesta Pensacola. Anyone is on fiestapensacola.org, anyone is welcome to purchase a ticket. And then that Friday is the Fiesta Parade, which we love so much. All of the crews that you will see this weekend at Mardi Gras will join us again in the summer for our Grand Fiesta Parade as well. And then later in the next week, that next week, we have our all-crew ball. All those crews that will be at Mardi Gras will come.
It's an all-crew ball?
Yes. So anybody is welcome. Any and all crews, any and all crew members. If you're not in a crew, you're still welcome to purchase a ticket. We are excited to be able to bring that, to bring everybody together. There are very few balls that are able to have every single crew member invited, or anybody in Pensacola for that matter. We want everybody to come together with their friends, with their fellow crews, and celebrate Pensacola the best way we know how.
I love that. Yes. That's so great.
And then all is culminated with the DeLuna Coronation Ball that Friday, June 6th, when our new DeLuna is crowned to reign for the year.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so that's on June 6th.
That is on June 6th.
The Coronation Ball.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
This is phenomenal. I don't know how you're doing it. As the director of events, this is a lot to have on your plate in one year.
Yes, well, the four full-time staffers, we all do. I might be the director of events, but I couldn't do it without the other three beautiful ladies. Hi, Bridget, Madeline, and Hillary.
Shout out to all of y'all. Fantastic.
Yes. And all those volunteers I was mentioning. We definitely couldn't do it without them. Over 400 people. We couldn't do it without them, and we're grateful for all of them.
All right. So talking with Margaret and Wes with Fiesta Pensacola on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. 850-437-1620. If you got a question about Fiesta, be sure and just text it in. And we'll be back in just a minute to tell you a little bit more. What's more?
There's more.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking to Margaret and Wes with Fiesta Pensacola. Next big event coming up.
The next big event is that Children's Treasure Hunt I was mentioning on Saturday, April 5th. That is one of my personal favorite events in the year because it is 100% free. It's all for the community. We want anybody and everybody to come out, families, friends, not just Fiesta families. It's going to be full of Fiesta families, don't get me wrong, but we are welcoming of everybody. We want everybody to be there. We are always looking for more donations and sponsors as well. That is, as I mentioned, a completely free event, and it is completely done through that golf tournament I was talking about yesterday.
That you just had yesterday,
as well as donations from the community. So we are grateful for those sponsors I was mentioning, International Paper, Pete Moore Chevrolet, Whataburger, and Payne's Pool Professionals. So thank y'all one more time.
Is there a person they should contact if they're interested in sponsoring some future events this year?
Yes, if you could go on the Fiesta page, fiestapensacola.org. There is a Contact Us tab, or you can email our PR and marketing director, and her email, I'll just say it real slowly, is mcleidner@fiestapensacola.org. She can definitely point you in the right direction. We are always looking for sponsors throughout the year, not just for Children's Treasure Hunt, but selfishly, Children's Treasure Hunt has a special place in my heart. So if y'all are interested in making a small donation or sponsoring, or even just donating a small prize, we have a lot of community members that just donate a scooter to the event.
So that would be cool.
Yes, we are grateful for any donations that the community would like to bring forward. Or you can always send us a DM if you didn't catch that email, a DM on Instagram or Facebook at Fiesta Pensacola. We are always on it. looking for all those DMs. So we couldn't do it without the community. We couldn't do it without those volunteers. So we're always looking.
It's amazing what you do. I hear about it all year round. Yes. I feel so much more informed now. I feel much better understanding what the event is. And how many years again?
It's 75.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And that's such a tribute to Native Pensacolans, the folks that have been here their whole lives. And then we have such a rich history.
Yes. And I always tell people it's an honor to put on the events that people do for fun. So my job is what people choose to do for fun.
Right.
So I try my hardest. Our staff tries our hardest, but it's an honor to do it for the community, and we hope we're doing it for 75 more years.
Oh, I love it. Okay. So the big event, though, coming up is on April 5th, Saturday, the Children's Treasure Hunt.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's going to be at
Museum Plaza, which is right behind the Pensacola History Museum in downtown Pensacola, catty corner from Seville Quarter. It's that big grassy area.
Okay. And what time?
It starts at, registration starts at 11, and then our prize drawing starts at 2. So as long as you're there between 11 and 2, your name gets in that hat for those fabulous prizes.
Okay, and it's free.
And it's free.
So that's my favorite right there.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds phenomenal. And then just a quick recap of what's coming up the rest of the year.
Quick recap, we have the Crawfish Festival at the end of April. That is April 25th, 26th, 27th. The Fiesta Celebration kicks off Wednesday, May 28th with our Fiesta Days celebration. The parade is going to be that Friday, May 30th. And then DeLuna is getting crowned on Friday, June 6th. And then last but certainly not least, the last weekend in September, September 26th, 27th, 28th, is our Pensacola Seafood Festival.
Yes.
Yes.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yes, we are celebrating, I believe it's 48 years of that one.
Wow.
Yes. So again, it's going to be bigger and better than ever. We appreciate everybody celebrating 75 years with us.
Fantastic. Well, you've got your plate very full, so to speak, but
yes.
Looking forward to all these events. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. Again, you can go to fiestapensacola.org if you want more information. You could be a sponsor or donor. It sounds like we need volunteers too.
Yes. So. Come be a part of the Fiesta family. We're always welcoming.
All right. Thank you so much, Margaret Ann. This is Pep Talk and Skull's Expert Panel with Meg. News is next.